Leon Trotsky was a colleague of Lenin when the Tsar was overthrown in 1917, the government of the new Russia. When Stalin came into power, Trotsky was an intellectual Marxist and was under threat. So he moved eventually to Mexico, where he was granted asylum, into this house complex here, which is guarded with pillboxes to protect him from Stalin.
So this is the guard's house, and that's his house. Here is Trotsky, president of the Revolutionary War Council, giving his speech on a tank. Fled from Moscow, went to another part of Russia, then to Istanbul, then to France, then up where? Norway?
To Oslo, Norway.
Then all the way down to Mexico City, where we are now. So Trotsky was friends with Diego Rivera, who was very influential here, and Diego asked the president to give him amnesty. And so he stayed with Diego and Frida Kahlo for the first 2 years. And because Diego was always cheating on Frida Kahlo, Frida had an affair with Leon Trotsky as revenge. Do you think this would have been bricked up when he lived here? It's very depressing. So then he moved here for the last 3 years of his life. It's like a little prison. So the windows facing the street were bricked up. Look at these doors, tiny entranceways to barricade himself in. Metal doors. There's an original metal tube of Colgate toothpaste still left. Oh, hello!
Hello, welcome to my house. So although the house was guarded, visitors came, many visitors, and one visitor came and was allowed in and came to his desk here to talk to him, but secretly carried an ice pick and then slammed it into his head, killing him in 1940. Boom.
The man who killed Trotsky had spent 6 months infiltrating the friendship group, dating a Mexican woman, so that he would be trusted to be allowed into the house. 6 months. 61 when he was murdered, and his grave is here in the garden of his house.